Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. My next guest with me today, and we're all going to do this in a very public media-like voice, are visiting comedians from the Native and the Nerd Comedy Tour. They perform tonight, 8 p.m. at the Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall. Lily Hope, Mark Yaffe, Mark Price, and Juno's own Dan Fink and Rachel Bird. Everybody, welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Scott, it's so fantastic to be here in lovely Juneau, Alaska.
Mark Yaffe, tell me a little bit about yourself and your show.
Well, Scott, I'm in year 20 of the 50-year comedy plan. And this will be my second time in the beautiful state of Alaska and performing in Juneau. I was here previously at Martinelli's.
All right.
Martinis. I should get that right. I am speaking in my best.
But why are you plugging your gig from last time? Where are we tonight?
If you participate in a NPR radio broadcast, well, you must give it some backstory.
That's true. That is correct.
The important thing
Tell us about the backstory.
Good Mark Price, of course, former co-star of the great NBC sitcom. Mark?
Family Ties. That's my backstory.
Mark Price, can you tell us about the experience of going from a popular sitcom into stand-up comedy?
To be here tonight? How did that happen? The trajectory is off.
No, but now you're writing your own material before
Houston,
it was written for
Houston,
you.
We have a problem. Yeah, we had great writers on our show. We had people that wrote the movie Blazing Saddles, and they did a cool thing that they don't do in TV anymore. Back then, they used to do it a lot and stuff, you know, starting back to early TV, but they stopped after us. And that is, they had sorry to turn this totally serious, they had the older writers, the guys that had written on Mary Tyler Moore or Blazing Saddles or whatever, work with completely new young guys from college. And they would learn from – everybody would learn from everybody else. Now it's all sort of one age group. They don't do that anymore. Nobody learns from the old guys anymore.
Yeah, if you want to write in Hollywood now, you have to be between 24 and a half and 27. And then they age you out.
And that's it. Get the old guy out of here. He just went and bought a Prius.
Rachel Bird of Bird Cage Productions. How did you find this group and how did you get them here?
Good question and good afternoon, Scott.
Hello, Rachel. It's nice to have you here as well. Welcome to Juno Afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're so
Juno.
No, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Public radio is meaningful.
Mm-hmm. 586-3636. Begin, renew, or start your membership.
Please donate. I was found last year by these two.
Okay.
Yeah. They contacted me exactly this time last year and began to talk about a fun little comedy show. And I said, well, you guys have 10 or 11 more months to plan it. Contact me then. Alaska's pretty gentle with their time frames when it comes to events. So we got a bit of an early start, but it's been a really fun year of planning. So here we are finally at the culmination.
If I may interject, we really should call it the Google Alaska Comedy Tour. We just sat on the phone together. We literally.
We're like, okay.
All right,
we're like,
okay,
what's another city?
Let's start at the bottom. Let's work our way up.
You could call it the Milk Run Tour because it seems that all your cities are just like where Alaska Airlines stops and nowhere else.
Today we flew the official Milk Run here. I guess you guys are all familiar with it. We found it today.
Oh, wow. How was
that? Well, it was beautiful for us. Yeah, you guys were sick of it already, I guess. But for us, it was great.
It's very odd for us lower 48ers to be on a plane less time in the air than on the ground.
And it was a big plane. As you know, Alaska Airlines, they got those big planes. But you're waiting for somebody to come out and start the propeller.
Mark showed up with his goggles, galoshes.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
You were fine. You had your three pillows, right? So everything was fine.
I travel with a lot of
one for each knee, one for the neck.
She knows my story already. I was very comfortable on the plane. I have a knee pillow and a back pillow
and a
side head pillow.
A 75-pound suitcase, a 40-pound trunk, a Santa sack. When Mark goes on the road, he goes on the road.
He thinks you're kidding about the Santa sack, by the way. Actual Santa sack.
He says, I haven't had a chance to get my stuff all organized. So he just shows up at the ferry and gets a guy with a sack and two giant suitcases.
You guys, you probably think they're kidding. It's an actual like burlap brown sack. It's just like a Santa sack. And I'm like, there's no prettier or better receptacle for these three pillows. And no, he's just walking like Santa through the terminal.
And little did we know that Lily Hope will be performing tonight.
No.
Lily has already shared some fine jokes with us this afternoon at Sacred Grounds Coffee, so we're looking forward to maybe.
Can you tell us a little bit about your act? Just preview your act tonight.
Well, I won't actually be performing tonight. I will be holding space for accepting and or sharing knowledge about the project that we are working on. So, unfortunately, I don't get to share any dirty jokes on stage, which is actually better for the audience. It's very good. Mom, Dad, Auntie Deanna, you don't worry. I won't embarrass you. But I will be there with the Giving Strength robe and any information. If you want to see what we're working on, there are over 60 volunteers working on this thing, and it's pretty amazing.
It's
and,
no act. It's
and
the real deal.
It's the real deal.
Proceeds from tonight's show go towards Spirit Uprising and giving. Tell me about your nonprofit, please.
This not-for-profit is the Spirit Uprising, and it's based on doing community work, particularly Chilkat and Ravenstail weavings as a community from Canada all the way down to Portland, Oregon, and into Colorado, and coming together weaving these 54 different squares and putting it together in a ceremonial robe to be worn by survivors of sexual and domestic violence. So while those subjects are not funny, the comedy tonight will bring lots of laughter and support projects like this going forward.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Lily Hope, and proceeds from tonight's show go towards her not-for-profit organization, Spirit Uprising. The show is called The Native and the Nerd Comedy Tour, and we've been speaking with Mark Price, Mark Yaffe, and also in the studio is Dan Fink here from Juneau.
Dan, all the way from Juneau, yeah.
Did you come all the way in from the valley?
I just got in today.
From Douglas, from the valley? What brings you to
Auk Bay. I ventured in from Auk Bay.
12 miles, long way.
Well, welcome to downtown.
Thank you.
Tell us about your work here in Juneau as a comedian.
I started out just doing some opening acts. They needed time fillers, and I was working at a local bar, and they just said, we need somebody to get up on stage. So I told one of the inappropriate jokes that got me kicked out of school, and it worked. Everybody had a laugh, and it just kind of went on from there. And I started writing my own material and did a lot of opening acts. I've done some other headline shows. I've done some fundraiser stuff here in town. So I was curious why you'd known about this show for a year. And I was just contacted like a week and a half ago.
who canceled?
Once I found out exactly what was going on, I was pretty excited. And I wrote some new material for a show last week that I was doing for a fundraiser. And the show came to a crashing halt, and I didn't get it performed. So I'm sitting on a handful of brand new material I get to unveil tonight.
Very cool. And the doors open at 7 p.m., right?
Yeah, that's right.
The Elizabeth Petrovich Hall. And then the show starts at 8?
Yeah.
I really have trouble saying that, Elizabeth Petrovich. I just like to refer to it as the Liz.
The Liz.
Peradovich.
Should we get back to our public media voices for a second?
Yes.
Want to say that.
Mark Yaffe or Mark Price, was there something in your childhood that inspired a life in comedy?
What could that be? Yeah. My mom was a singer and my dad was a comedian.
Okay. Oh.
And he was on the radio. They didn't even have public radio in those days. I guess the public was all listening to the radio. it was different. Awesome. But maybe they had public, I don't know. Do you know the history of public radio?
What year are we talking?
1940. My dad was on the radio with Fred Allen.
Wow.
And that was the big thing. There was Jack Benny and Fred Allen. Those were the two big radio shows. And my dad was a comedian, and he did impersonations. And he impersonated Fred Allen with Fred Allen. And that was a big, you know, now we see Sarah Palin and all that stuff on Saturday Night Live with the, you know, the actress playing her and stuff. That's commonplace. But in those days, it was kind of a new thing.
Mark,
and
can you imitate?
Everybody was on the air, too. I mean, everybody listened. My mom and my parents are a Depression-era show. My dad is 92. My father is 92, and my mother is 90 years of age. They actually lived through the Great Depression, the stock market crash of 1929. So I was inspired to bring joy to my parents. But
technology has made is that it's a smaller – there's more people watching stuff, but everyone gets a smaller piece of the audience every minute. You know, they say everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. The famous quote is now everyone will be famous for 15 people.
Right.
For 15 seconds for 15 people.
I can't do the math on that.
It's great to meet all of you and speak with you today. If you're just tuning in, it's the Native and the Nerd Comedy Tour. Proceeds go towards Spirit Uprising. It's 8 p.m. tonight at the Elizabeth Perantrovich Hall. Doors open at 7. Great to meet you guys. Is there anything we're missing? Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
I would just like to say it's going to be an uproarious night of a hilarious comedy. I've listened to Mark Price's material over the years. I find him very funny. I'm very excited to hear from the comedy styles of Dan Fink. And hopefully we'll get Lily up there to tell the joke, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.